from the cosmic legends of the universe, Dave Damaschek. The mission, to fight injustice, to right that which is wrong, and to serve all mankind.
Hi and hello, podcasters. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Damaschek. What's going down? I hope all's well wherever you are. Here in Studio 66 in downtown Los Angeles, we're shaking the rain off. This part of the country, paralyzed when the rain starts to fall from the sky. We're pretty close to the weekend. That's the good news, and it looks like the worst of the rain is over with. We've got the horseshoe in here, the blue horseshoe to make college football picks, and the SAS. We'll give you fellas your proper introduction in just a second here. But just to give you a little taste, this is from a while ago. There was a rainstorm last year. And just to give you a sense of what happens in Los Angeles when it does start to rain and how unfamiliar everyone is here. This is the top of the local news. Take a listen to this.
We have live storm track team coverage for you. Garth Kemp is tracking the path of the storm, as well as another one that's on its way, but we start off with Leanne Suter. She's live in Sylmar, where it has been a wet and dreary morning.
Yes, it has been, Philip, and it's only going to get worse throughout the day as the rain begins to pick up.
That's the top of the news. It's raining outside. That's it. There's nothing else going on in the world, everybody. Or if there is, it all takes a backseat to the fact that there's precipitation falling on our heads. It's real. I mean, there's no flood, you understand. It's just, it's drizzly outside. Live team coverage of rain. That's what it is. And then you think that's bad. It's not just the news reporters who do it. Listen to some of the locals' reaction to said rain.
Fast moving storm is packing a pretty good punch.
We were prepared. We knew it was coming. We didn't know when, but it's here now and we're ready for it.
It's okay once in a while. I'm a sunshine person though. Mostly.
Oh.
Very chilly. I was very surprised. I wasn't expecting this.
I can't work in it.
he can't work in the rain. One person was, they were ready for it. The other person, they didn't see this one coming. News people, this is the news. This is what they're talking about on the news. So anyway, that's you always wonder, like, yeah, what goes on out in California? Well, that's it. That's people's heads just ain't right. You heard the one person, they prefer the sun. Right, yes, exactly, that's good. So anyway, sorry, the sass, I had your microphone down there. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just a little rainy outside, so I'm a little
bit heard weary. Something about that. Yeah, that's what I just spent the last 5 minutes talking about. All right, real quick, we haven't done it in so long. We're going to play the horseshoes theme music. How about we hear some of the sasses?
Guess who's on with Dave today? That loudmouth sass that had been away. Seems like he was just on yesterday. Driving Damaschek crazy. He's got a name with a female sound. Just how long can Skyler stick around? For now he's working downtown. Gotta feed his 5 babies. The sass is back in town. The sass is back in town. I said the sass is back in town.
All right, enough of that.
That's
I've heard
sweet.
More than yeah, it is sweet.
That's awesome. You get a sass, get out of sass free card today.
I like the other theme song though that focuses on the fact that Skyler is in fact the name of a woman. I think that's really a better theme song. All right, with no further ado though, let's say hello to another old pal of ours who you can hear our conversation about college football just yesterday with ESPN college football analyst Ed Cunningham. It's the Blue Horseshoe.
The Blue Horseshoe. He's the Blue Horseshoe. With his evil computers, he'll calculate who beats who. He's the Blue Horseshoe.
Well, well, well. Blue Horseshoe, showing his face in Studio 66 once again, the second time this week. How are we, Shoe?
Dave, I drink too much coffee.
I don't know what that means.
It means I just, no matter how many times I do it and tell myself not ever to do it again, coffee after 4 o'clock is not a good idea for me.
Listen, you think you've got problems. Dig this, and then we'll get into our college football picks, a.k.a. serious business, a.k.a. embarrassing stuff for Damashek right now. Really, I fall deeper and deeper into the hole all the time. But how about this? You want a slap in the face. I walk in. How long have we been in here in Studio 66? We said goodbye to the shoebox at the old digs, what, 6, 7, 8 months ago?
Yeah, back in March, I think we moved over here, yeah.
So a long time ago. This has not happened to me at all in the 6, 8 months, whatever it's been. Today, I walk in, and the guy at the front desk there says, hold on there, buddy. And the guy, it's the same guy. It's the same guy every day. Today, though, hold on there, buddy, because it's raining, and so I had an umbrella as I came in from the outside. I closed the umbrella, so there's no difference in the way I look, but I know something threw him off.
That's one of the things that I was going to say when you were pointing out the fact that people here can't seem to get used to the fact that it rains. I thought it's equally ridiculous that they carry umbrellas everywhere when it's just a light mist or drizzle.
While the walk from the parking lot is just far enough that I did open up the umbrella. I did question my masculinity and everything, but whatever. I use the umbrella, and I'm not going to take abuse from you. So the guy says to me, hold on there, buddy. And I say, like, hey, what's going on? And he says, you have some ID? And I looked him in the eyes as though there was some joke that I wasn't getting. And I said, are you me? And he said, yeah, do you work in this building? And I said, you're not kidding? I mean, yes, I work at ESPN. And he said, can I see some ID? And I said, you're making me show you ID? He said, oh, blame it on my old age. And I said, I don't know what to blame it on, but whatever, fine, here's the ID. I let it go, that's fine. Then, the shoe arrives. He says, I'm downstairs, come get me. So I go down there, and I grab him, and I say, let's head back upstairs. As we're walking onto the elevator, the same security guard says, ho, fellas, over here. We stop. He's gotten up from his chair, and he walks over to us, and he says, where are you guys going? And I said, I lock eyes with him to make the point, like, yeah, I'm the guy who literally 20 minutes ago you just ID'd for the first time in 6 or 8 months. Now 20 minutes later, he is dead serious asking to see my ID again. And he said, where do you go? I said, I work at ESPN just like I did 20 minutes ago, just like I have for the last 6 or 8 months.
It couldn't have been Robert, the guy with the, like, frosty hair, slick back.
I'm not naming names, but the shoe, you were my witness.
I was there. I was a little confused because in the, 5 or 6 times I've been here, this guy's never even made eye contact with me. I just breeze right on in. Hey, I'm going to go do some podcasting.
It was loco.
It's a little more surprising the first time around to me than the second time around, because the shoe actually looks a little bit like a nefarious character. I wouldn't really trust him.
I look like a delivery guy. I look like I'm a messenger.
But I was with him!
A messenger of death or
do something. Do you see what I'm saying? That the rain has thrown people out of whack around these parts?
Right.
Dave, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you say you handled it the second time around?
I think I handled it beautifully. I think I was measured and I fulfilled his request. And then once we got in the elevator,
when he was out of earshot, did you continue to be graceful?
Listen, my grace in front of this man attempting to do his best work is really all that matters.
This is true.
Right? I mean, I don't know if it matters in the metaphysical sense, but as far as he knows, I complied with his request. But, I mean, what gives? That was just crazy what just happened. That's insane!
Maybe you're on a list.
Yeah, well, maybe. In fact, I know I'm on a list. So, alright, listen. Now let's talk about college football. And Damashek, once again, I'm really going down the tubes here. And my NFL picks, really not much better either. I'm getting worse and worse with it. That, in fact, helped inspire my Page 2 column for this week. You can track it down at ESPN.com. Page 2, and as always, I encourage you to get in there, make comments, positive or negative. In fact, if there are enough comments in there, there's so many ways. With Twitter, you can get me at Damashek. You can get me on Facebook. And you can email me, dave@710espn.com. If there's enough response there, maybe I'll get in there and we can have a back and forth. You know, there's no rule against me commenting on my own column. Is there? Is that wrong? Is that somehow somehow pathetic or untoward.
Don't do it.
Really?
As long
Why?
As it's in response to one of the comments and you're not just commenting on your own article.
Boy, yeah. This was great, Dave. You've done it again. Right. Sincerely, Dave.
I don't think you want to do that because, like, if you go to Facebook and you see people who, like, post status updates or comments and then they get two or three and then they're just, like, piling on, you know, commenting on their own stuff. I think it's not good. Bring it to Twitter. Tweet about it. Develop a dialogue with your Twitter audience. But I don't think you want to, like, get into, like, a commentary on your comment page because it's always going to end the same. Some player hater is going to be like,
you're terrible. How do you have a job?
Right. Your cousin Brandon has the hipster blog that you can access on the Damashek homepage. And there's been a few instances where he is the only person who has commented on his own blog.
Yeah. I'm not talking about doing anything. That's a new level of low.
But
yeah, that's sad. I'm not talking about doing anything that sad. I'm saying in response to any that good or bad comments. You know, listen, if they're salacious, crazy attacks, I'm not going to do it. But maybe we could have a back and forth.
Because, Dave, I want to give a couple shout-outs right here because, you know, on Saturday. Because on Saturdays, you know, I tweet during the games, and I always get a lot of feedback from people from the Czech Republic who now follow me on Twitter. And you got really cool guys like Alvi Dewan and CGIV and Raider Call and I'm just going to name a couple more because they're a nice guy. Travis Fawcett, who even when I'm wrong, they'll tell me that I did it wrong. And, well, Frank, oh, you know, sorry, bad pick. Oh, well. And then you got one guy last week. I don't want to name his name, but he tweets me at halftime of the Auburn game. Nice job on the Auburn game. Like, first of all, if I give you a pick, by the way, I play my picks, okay? I'm not just one of these guys who just gives you a pick and doesn't do it. I actually play my pick with the money I spend on it. So, look, if I'm wrong, you don't need to tweet me and tell me, nice job on the pick. Just say, hey, bad pick. I don't like it. What were you thinking? Well, I was thinking I was going to get the better team and they were going to tackle.
No, right. No one goes 100%.
Except
somebody named Damashek in the playoffs. When the Steelers beat the Seahawks, I went 11 for 11 in the against the spread in that postseason. You can't do better. You can do as well, but you cannot do better than 11 for 11.
I'm fine with the fact that I'm going to give you picks that don't come through. But
I'm glad you're fine with
that. But if you're gonna lose and send me the nice job on the Auburn pick, just make sure that you double up and also tell me nice job on the picks that I win.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's see. It's a tricky business. When people follow your advice, they're gonna feel a little wrong.
I have clients at AccuScore who actually go a little bit extra to dialogue with us to get our picks. You know what we specifically want. We said we'll share them with you at the premium, but on one condition. We don't want to hear from you when you win, and we don't want to hear from you when you lose. Mm-hmm. Just if you want our stuff, you know, you can have it, but just save the feedback.
All right. So with that little disclaimer there, AccuScore.com is the place to go. The evil computers running 10,000 simulations of all the college football, the NFL games, the baseball playoffs. NBA is about to start, so make sure you head over there for all that jazz. By the way, the shoe. I will get into the college football picks, but something I said in the page two column, I think this is just a sort of an interesting observation, if I do say so myself. What about the fact that you have the Los Angeles Lakers with either the best or second best player in the game? If Kobe Bryant hurt his knee and was out for the season, the Lakers would still be no worse than the fourth seed in the Western Conference playoffs. They would obliterate everybody still in the Pacific Division, and they might even get even higher up there in the ranks. They're so loaded, it's unbelievable. That front line, Lamar Odom and Gasol, and what if Bynum finally can play a full season in good health? He's the best center in the Western Conference. That front line is the most versatile, the most dominating. And then you mix in Ron Artest, who I still contend was a bad signing. But this team is really loaded for bear, eh? Do you have the Lakers by far and away as the prohibitive favorite to at least get to the finals?
Absolutely. At this point in time, yeah. I mean, what we'll do for you, Mr. Dave, is we will do a simulation of the Lakers season without Kobe Bryant, as if he's not even in the league. And we'll find out exactly where they would finish.
Wow, that is interesting.
You bring me on your podcast and you get custom simulations.
Is that something that would interest you? I think that's from a show that I have I've turned my back on, Entourage. That was what's his name? I can't think of his name. Who was the guy in Ed Wood? Martin Landau. I couldn't think of his name for a second.
Yes, you don't like storylines that go nowhere.
Martin Landau that don't even begin. Martin Landau in is the celebrity I've seen the most since I moved to Los Angeles a decade ago. I've run into him in the airport at LAX no fewer than three times. I've seen him out driving around. I've seen him walk in the streets. Very strange. Always dressed the same, too. Always has a black suit on with a black tie.
I've seen Larry King twice. I think that's the most.
I saw Larry King at a ball game at the Dodgers game a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw him at a ball game, and I saw him down in Rodeo Drive or something like that.
I saw him at Hollywood Park once, coming out of the bathroom on Kentucky Derby Day.
Wow, a lot of people have seen apparently seen Larry King. Yeah, my most famous, my favorite one, I should say, was the first couple days I'd moved out here. I thought, well, there will be celebrities at every corner. And sure enough, I parked my car, and as I got out, walking on the other side of my car was Mel Brooks. And I was so stunned by it, I said, Mel Brooks! I said it out loud, and he said, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm good, how are you? And then that was the end of the exchange.
But back in 2000, my best friend, John from Oklahoma, we moved out here together after college, and we went to the Sunset Room one night, and this guy loved Rachel Hunter. And he's from small town Oklahoma, like 2,500 people, a little town called Frederick. So we go to the Sunset Room, and as we're pulling in the driveway in the valet, out of the car in front of us is Rachel Hunter.
And what are the odds?
Yeah. If you can recall what Jason Biggs looked like when he gets Nadia to come over, that was my buddy when he saw Rachel Hunter.
Jason Biggs from
American Pie. He just got so excited. His whole life was complete. This small town guy was now going to the same club, and Rachel Hunter was getting out in front of him.
That was, well, see.
I'm surprised.
Not as good as the Mel Brooks.
No, not nearly. But this is what happens if you get to L.A. It's the land of dreams of Mel Brooks and Martin Landau.
I'm surprised so many people have seen Larry King, what with him only being out of his coffin at certain
times. Oh, the sass. Yeah. No one needs that. No one's interested in that sort of thing. All right, let's get into our college football picks now. And like I say, 2-3 again last week. I was pretty close on a couple of them, but close doesn't count going against the spread here. The Shoe, so that leaves me for the season, 42%. Ugh, just terrible. The Shoe, faring better, 15-15 squared up there at 50%. The SAS, 40%. Not very good. The Ed,
hey. The
aloof, the Ed. So aloof, he didn't even submit picks last week, so I don't know how seriously he's even taking it.
Playing anymore. For second place. But
I was half a point away in that Colorado State game that AccuScore Zach here got right.
Oh, look,
half a point away from being right in a dead heat with you, Damashek, at 42.
Are you aware of how you won the pit game?
No. I don't watch college
football.
My
heart broke on that. That was soul crushing.
I don't want to talk about Pitt.
I sent Dave Damashek a direct message full of expletives saying that if I see Wonstead on the street, there is going to be a guaranteed misunderstanding.
Well, Wonstead, let's not get into Pitt football right now. It's too depressing, except to say that their one loss is to NC State, who since they lost at NC State, NC State has gone on to lose to Wake Forest and get obliterated at home by Duke. So it just makes me sick.
Duke's, all right, Duke's a good academic school.
Yes, it is. All right, here are my picks for this week, and I'm going to start off with USC. I like them. It's not that I think that they're a dynamic team, one of the best teams in the country or anything. I just think Notre Dame is lousy. I'm going to take the Trojans to cover the 10 they're giving in South Bend. Ja'Cory Harris and company against Central Florida. Miami giving 14 points. I like them to cover that number. I'm going to go South Carolina, the old ball coach, all due respect to them. Going into Bama, as I wrote, isn't it weird that two straight seasons now, they're up there in the rankings are the Tide. But isn't it funny that people don't talk about them very much? You know, everybody's caught up in Texas and the Sam Bradford story and, of course, Tebow in Florida. Everybody, once again, is sleeping on Bama after they had a perfect regular season last year. They look terrific again. And it would be one thing if it was like, yeah, it's Cincinnati in the Big East. This is Alabama. Arguably the most storied college football team of all time in the everybody acknowledges the best conference year in and year out. How is it possible no one's aware of how good Alabama is? I like them to cover the 17.5 that they're giving to the old ball coach. And Oklahoma, a big one for the Shoe, the Red River Shootout. Oklahoma and Texas played in Dallas. I'm going to take the Longhorns giving 3.5 there. Like we talked about with Ed Cunningham yesterday, a couple of factors that I think are keeping that number down. One, Texas didn't look great, at least initially, against Colorado. But I think you could make a case. A lot of the time when a team comes out flat in a game that they weren't ready for, they're looking ahead to Oklahoma, all of a sudden they lose that game or they barely eke it out. When they realized, uh-oh, we're in trouble here. What are we doing? We got to, the season can end here tonight. They decided, let's obliterate this team and did just that. Then they just put them away very quickly. And the other thing is, Oklahoma, they have Sam Bradford back, so people are sort of in the mind, yeah, we have to reject what's happened earlier in the year. Oklahoma now is back to being a powerhouse. The shoe, you've pointed out, you don't think Oklahoma was ever really put together to be a dominant, dominant team this year. One, and two, if it wasn't Oklahoma, if it was Texas Tech, let's say, that number would be, based on the way they've performed to this point in the year, would be probably more around a touchdown or maybe even 10 points. Anyway. Longhorns, a long story, can't be made short at this point. Let's say Texas minus a 3.5. Those are my picks. I might throw one more in here just to balance off of you guys, too.
All right, well, really quick, I mean, I know you're going to yell at me, don't show me ups, blue horseshoe.
I don't like the impressions.
But Alabama, who you said get no respect, I mean, they went in the Harris poll from only 5 first-place votes and ranked number 3 last week to 13 first-place votes, and they're tied with Texas in the rankings.
That's what I'm saying. You're showing me up. I'm not saying that the pollsters. I'm talking about just in the conversation.
Desmond Howard on Game Day Final said that they're the best team in the country.
College football fans are not talking about Alabama.
Of course they are, Dave.
You know, one more, and I'm going to have no choice but to remove the blaster from its holster. And then, okay. And then what happens, happens. Then, I won't have done it to you. You'll have done it to yourself. So be forewarned.
So it happens when you deal with short, bald guys.
Now, you know what? That was a dig at yourself, but it was a dig nonetheless. Take this, jerk. You brought it on yourself. All right.
I was bringing the heat.
The all sass. Right. Are you going to make picks now or is the shoe?
All right, well, the sass needs to wait.
The shoe's going to go.
The sass needs to wait for our pick so he can implement his strategy of A, either cheating off my sheet or fading us.
How is it possible, by the way, that I went 2-3?
I'm flattered that you
I went 2-3 and somehow you had a losing week. How is that possible?
You went 2-3 and the shoe went 3-2, but one of your picks was the same.
Yes.
So I ended up going 4-5.
Wow, that seems almost
and
impossible.
And the pick that was all the right. Same was the one that the shoe got right. It was that it was the UConn game. I can't remember. Whatever.
It's the punishment for lack of originality.
I see. All right, so the shoe, you're gonna amaze us now with your picks for the week.
Yes, because this is what 50% sounds like, Czech Republic. I'm going to go Miami minus 14, like the offense.
All right.
Just if you want to know my thoughts, go back to what Dave said. Houston. I love Houston. They're my this year's Ball State / Tulsa. I had them last week against Mississippi State. It's fun when you forecast a game and predict a game and it goes exactly how you think it's going to go. And that's how that game went last week. Houston minus 16.5 points. And they're also playing the biggest whipping boy out there in Tulane. Tulane got worked over by Tulsa, an offense that can score. And they got worked over by BYU where the line was only 17. I think they lost by over 30 or 40 points in that game. So laying just under 16.5 in that game has me feeling very good.
I like, you know what, the shoe? To show that, that the past is the past, and I'm gonna let go of, your very recent misdeeds against me with your impression and so on. I'm gonna agree with you. I wanna round out. I wanna have 5 picks. Let's go with that pick too.
Houston?
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I don't wanna say pick of the year because I really leave myself wide open, but I do like that. That's definitely my shoe-in of the week.
Oh, we forgot about the shoe-in of the week.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I definitely like that. There will be a few more USDs on that one than normal.
My shoe-in of the week.
Yeah. So next, if UCLA can't beat Oregon with a backup quarterback, they're certainly not going to beat Cal.
Oregon.
It's
who
fun
says
to say.
Oregon?
Yeah, it's like
the old-timers say Oregon.
All right.
Look at that. So anyways, I have the over in that game, by the way. I have Cal minus 3.5.
We never stop watching the sports, even when we're talking about
what's
them.
The whole
keep
point?
Watching, yes.
I like Cal minus 3.5 against UCLA. I don't think UCLA can score. I think Cal can. AccuScore has it at 59.1%. So I'll go with the embarrassing Bears. Here's one that I just cringe in the fact that I have to take because I just think they are just so gross, and that's West Virginia. I'm going to lay 20.5 points against Marshall, 62.1% on the computer. I don't recommend.
I like that one. Actually, I did look long and hard.
But I don't recommend this game largely because of what I saw against Colorado. Bill Stewart coach teams in West Virginia are undisciplined. They don't protect the ball. They try to get by just on talent. I don't see, so if I win this game, I'll be happy. I'm not going to, it's not a five-star pick because I don't like, what Bill Stewart does, but, I will lay those points. And my last.
Shoe-ins, five-star picks, who knows where his head's at.
Yeah. And my last pick is, a little different than normal. I am going to take over 51.5 points in the Battle of the Techs, Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech. You get 64.5% on the AccuScore computer with this. And also taking a look at some of our historical numbers on the season, this year the AccuScore pick in ACC conference games and over-unders is 11-5, and we're 7-4 this year in the games involving Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech. The trends are definitely in the right direction for in this game. So you get 64.5%. I think that game is definitely going to go over.
I like that pick, and I do like that. You know, I was high on Georgia Tech early on, and Miami scared them off of me once and for all, going against a faster defense like Virginia Tech. But especially, but I do think that both teams will score points in that one. So
yeah, and you know, last week I had a nice play in the Duke North Carolina State over, which was fantastic because that game was over in the. I mean, they were a touchdown away at the end of the first quarter. That was exciting for little old me.
All right.
So those are my sweet picks of the week.
So we had a shoe-in and a non-five-star, five-gold-star pick.
And I got to say it, Oklahoma's going to beat Texas this weekend. We all know it.
Wait a second. You said yesterday that there was no chance that
the closer
happen.
We get to game time, the
are
more the bravado
Oklahoma,
comes.
Are you picking Oklahoma then?
With my heart.
Right, but you don't have
money.
You don't have the money to put that.
I don't bet on Oklahoma.
His money is taking him over to Dallas for that game.
21 straight years.
And also, kudos to the shoe. Was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago? You claimed that you could run a sub-5:40 time, and you went out there and timed it. Now we don't have video of it to post on the site. We still need to get that the SAS. But in the meantime, you went out there and you claimed that you did it more than once.
Yeah, I will gladly admit that. We did not get video of it, but 2 weeks ago we went out to Beverly High here in L.A., and a couple of guys they play softball with went over to their field. We marked off the 40 yards, and we timed me in the 40 three different times. The first time I ran 4.7, the second time I ran 4.8, and the last time I ran 5.0.
Wow, pretty good. And it's honest. There's something about it that's believable because he has actually acknowledged that he didn't hit under five on one of those. See, that's a good for all the kids out there who want to master the technique of lying. Throw in a little thing that makes it believable like that.
I will tell you this: when I ran the first one and they told me what my time was, I was very surprised. I ran the second one. That kind of made the first one feel more legitimate at 4.8. I felt the fastest on the third one, and that was the worst time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and kudos. By the way,
we got to get that on video.
I don't believe it.
It hurt for a week.
Really?
I mean, I don't
yeah,
believe
my
it.
Feet were killing me.
I'll tell you, I've gone out and run, you know, I try to get on the treadmill now a couple times a week these days and make some miles. But when you do that fast stuff, that's the start and stop kind of thing, have you ever played two-hand touch football in the last decade or so? That ruins you for at least a week. From about your chin to the tips of your toes, or every inch of your age.
We used to run these in track in high school. They were called ins and outs, where you had to go 100 meters jog, 50 meter dead sprint, 100 meter jog. It's like you were just
suicides in basketball.
Just the worst. I have flat feet, so, and I'm 180 pounds, 5'6". I'm not the svelte guy I used to be. I don't recover very well.
And
the SAS, I'm not gonna come here and lie to you and just make up times. I mean,
yes, you are. That's what you did.
No, it's not what I do. If you knew how I lived, I live a very honest, straightforward life. I'm boring, I'm lame, and I'm accountable.
And slow.
Well, slow is what I am. That's what
you
always
right
spared
here.
Me the real severe pains was I didn't move fast enough to really inflict any real
so
damage.
So, Dave, do
myself.
You want it where I run a 40 against your 35?
No, I don't want to be humiliated. I don't want that. When people, when guys say like, hey, we're good enough at 3-on-3, how about it's just me and the other guy against you, Dave, and two other guys? No, well, there's no upside to me beating you. There's no in that situation. All I'm going to get is humiliated. If you score, no, I'm not interested. Don't offer me. How dare you condescend to me? Wait, I got something else for you. That's number two. Don't let there be a third. All right, the SAS, let's get through your picks quickly. Clearly, no one who is a serious-minded gambler is going to listen to your advice, but let's hear them anyway.
Okay, here you go.
While you guys are making your picks, you're making your arguments for all these games, here's what I'm going to do. I said it on the podcast the other day that when you want to make a prediction, it has to just come upon you like a vision. You don't want to think about it. You have to feel it. So I haven't even given any thought to any of these games. And
perfect.
And to be honest with you, I was barely listening to anything you guys said. I'm just going to give you credit.
And what's further, it sounds like you've watched about 7 minutes of college football this season.
That's right. So I'm going to make my picks. I'm just looking at the sheet here that's got spreads and teams, and I'm going to go through them. Let's just scroll through them here, Zach. Let's go up to the top there. Let's see if I see any that catch my eye that I like. I'm going to take Rutgers. Rutgers over Pitt. Rutgers is getting 3.5 points.
You only have to make one pick a week. You don't have to press on here.
Dave, I know what I have to do and what I should do. And right now I'm doing what I should do.
All right.
I'm going to take...
You should speed it up.
You're scrolling too fast.
What? Do you want...
Stop scrolling. I can use the mouse. Okay. Here, let me use it.
Please. Please speed this up.
I'm going to take Ball State plus 3 points.
Terrible.
All right. The rest of your picks have to come in under what it took the shoe to run his 40 the other day.
All right. I got Clemson. No. Yeah, Georgia. I'm going to take Georgia minus the 7.5.
This is podcast gold.
Okay. Keep scrolling down there. I got to feel these things.
All right, I'm going to give you one more here this year.
No. I need two more. I want to round it out and make 5.
Pick the USC game.
I am going to pick USC in that.
All right.
I like USC. I think they're going to destroy them. Of course, that'll be wrong because Dave picked it. And we can keep going here. Houston, Tulane, no. Texas Tech. I'm going to take Texas Tech plus 10.5 again. No, I didn't feel it. I'm going to take Rice. Rice plus 17.5.
Feel this, jerk.
There's my 5 picks.
Fantastic work out of you. The shoe, even better, if it's possible, even better work than what the SAS brought us today. We'll be back with our NFL picks tomorrow. But in the meantime, thanks so much, podcasters. It's been a thin slice of heaven.
Damashek, Damashek, loves Lemieux, hates Belichick. Spins a yarn any size, blasts those jerks just like flies. Look out, here comes Dave Damashek. Is he fast? Not a bit, but he makes up for it with tons of grit. If he's wrong, what's he do? Says he's wrong like Corvette taught him to. Hey there goes Dave Damashek. Cool Cats spelled with K's is his fantasy team. When they hit the field, Bill Simmons starts to cry. Damashek, Damashek, his best friend is his TV set. Steelers fan since days of old. Instead of red bleeds black and gold. Look out, it's Dave Damashek.